Please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Amelia Buckley.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, thank goodness it's Friday-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, August 28th, 2020.
All right, Amelia. So here we are, our last day of the week in almost the last day of the month of the summer of 2020. How are you?
I know, we're heading into fall.
Heading into fall. Yeah. How was your evening yesterday?
It was pretty good. I got a bunch of figs because we are in fig season now, and I made a fig and goat cheese galette, which was delicious. So that was what I did in the afternoon and had a pretty relaxed evening. It was good overall. It's feeling a little fallish here.
Yeah, it's got a little overcast happening.
How are you?
I'm good. In my backyard, we have basically like a snow of yellow flowers. The trees around our complex, they have these little tiny yellow flowers, and around this time they start dropping, and literally every single day if you sweep it just comes right back. It's like there's like this coating of yellow, which is kind of nice, although it sticks to your feet and the dog Tucker gets coated with yellow flowers, but it's nice. Yeah,
it sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and it's not.
It's better than oak leaves or something like that.
Yeah, and it's a lot better than a lot of alternatives, I suppose. Very true. Yeah. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Nothing really in the works. Just another weekend of uneventful quarantine.
And you get to do some good baking, I know, because you're
going to do some baking. Going to try and do a little bit more reading. I actually did get a piece of art framed that I'm excited. I think I'm going to get that back and hang that in my house. So I'm excited about that.
Very nice. Very cultural of you. All right. All right, so what are we going to talk about today from the Optimist Daily?
Today on the Optimist Daily, we are going to be energy focused because Christy and I both loved some renewable energy solutions that we found on the site today. It was very tempting to talk about spirulina being used to purify water, but we decided to go with these stories. Mine is actually about solar panels, and it's a team from the University of Michigan that are working to increase the efficiency of solar cells. So the title is More Efficient Clear Solar Panels Could Mean Solar Windows for All. And basically, the team has been able to increase the absorption of clear solar panels, so not the traditional bluish-black ones that you normally see, to 8.1% efficiency, and they're 43% transparent. So they are a little bit green-tinted, but they're able to absorb a lot more energy than previous clear solar panels. And this is pretty exciting because if you think about normal solar panels have to go on your roof or in a field or on a solar farm, but these can actually be incorporated into your house. So all of the buildings that we build could have solar panels built into them in the windows. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And I think it's actually, it's a coating, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a coating that's made out of an organic carbon-based design rather than silicon, which makes up normal.
Right. And so there's already coatings on most of our windows, at least modern windows, that helps to reflect light and reflect heat to reduce the cost of cooling the interior. This is an interesting concept that would actually make that coating actually absorb the energy of the sun and then turn it into electricity for use within that building. So I don't know if it would be fantastic for single family homes, but for high rises or office buildings, this could help bring the energy footprint of a building not just to zero, but it could actually help to turn it around. I just think this is a really novel idea. And for someone like me, who my roof is not facing in the right direction, but some of my windows are, I like the idea of having a coating on my sun-facing windows that I could actually harvest electricity from. And I guess it's far off. Right, Amelia?
Yeah, I think they have to increase the absorption capacity of the coating before it really makes sense to put it in. But they are working on that. And I think it's cool because think about what if you put it in your car, and if you have an electric car with solar panel windows, you're capturing the energy that you need. You wouldn't even have to charge your car, maybe.
True. And I suppose you could probably put it on other surfaces as well.
We paint the whole world with it.
Paint the whole world with it. Just to integrate the solar technology into the structures themselves, not just have an add-on. I think that's kind of, you know, building smarter, building better that we have to look at to really move to a completely high-functioning world that has less of an impact on the rest of the natural world. And speaking of the natural world and energy collection, the article that I wanted to focus on was also in the energy section of the Optimist Daily. And the headline reads, "How Black Paint Can Drastically Reduce Bird Deaths at Wind Farms." I love this, and I'll talk a little bit about the solution. But yesterday we had a story about painting eyes on the butts of cows keeps them from being attacked. This is in Africa, but if the cows that had eyes painted on their rear ends are less likely to be chased and killed by lions and other large predators in Africa. And that's a simple paint, right? This is a similar kind of solution because wind farms, one of the main arguments against wind farms is the high death toll for birds because they don't know what to do with a massive wind turbine in the middle of fields, right? And so it's a very common point that politicians lobbying against renewable energy and renewable energy by wind. And also like the Sierra Club and other Audubon Society, other environmentalists, they argue against wind because of the high toll on bird. But there's a super simple solution and they've been discovering that if you paint the blades of the wind turbines black, it has a significant reduction in bird deaths. According to a 9-year study conducted at a wind farm on the Norwegian archipelago of Smola, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but changing the color of just one of the blades on the turbine from white to black resulted in a 70% drop in the number of bird deaths. And this is quite a positive and simple and just, let's just do this kind of solution because wind power is really one of the most promising technologies to drop our carbon emissions from energy. And right now, there's more generating capacity getting put in worldwide, largely based on wind. More than 60 gigawatts of new generating capacity was added in 2019, for example. And as long as you put these turbines in the right spot, that wind power can generate tons and tons of electricity. You're seeing that up in the North Seas, in Europe, in Scotland, in Germany. And as far as farms or electrical generating capacity that you want to live next to, I think wind is probably more popular than almost any other kind of power plant, even solar. So if we can drop the bird deaths, then it takes away the biggest negative of wind generation. And I think this is a really simple, just, hey, let's just paint it black.
Yeah, I love how easy it would be to incorporate that. I mean, you just start manufacturing the turbines with one black blade.
Yeah.
It'd be so easy.
It'd be so easy.
I wonder if it's the same idea behind, I know some planes like jets have that on the blades. They'll have alternating black and white ones. And I wonder if that's for a related reason or separate.
I don't know, but I know if you're flying an airplane, you really don't want birds to fly into your propellers because it's not just bad for the birds, but it can also be very bad for the pilot and whoever's inside that airplane. So yeah, sometimes it's the simple fixes that are the most profound.
I like that. That's a good little motto for our weekend here. The simple fixes are the most profound.
It can be, yeah. All right, so other headlines from today. The Dow Jones has dropped its oldest member, which is ExxonMobil, and that's just a testament to the changing times that Exxon, one of the largest fossil fuel companies, is no longer big enough to be on the Dow Jones index. This was another one I almost chose, asks, could antivitamins be the cure to antibiotic resistance? And this is a fantastic new understanding of how bacteria works with vitamins. Go read that article. I thought it was a fascinating potential biologically based trick solution. The Thought Leader series this week is on climate doom by Eric Holthaus. And I think that's a wonderful read talking about how getting focused on harm reduction is a really wonderful way of thinking about each of our personal ability to move the world.
I really liked this one because it was very personally empowering. I love sharing the big solutions, but sometimes I think our biggest drawback when it comes to personal action on climate change is that we have this sense that our own actions are insignificant against the tide of a changing climate. But this one really kind of empowers you to think about the impact that your own personal daily actions have. And even if the small amount of carbon that you're preventing from going into the atmosphere is just the amount from walking to work instead of driving, or eating meat free for one day, or starting to compost, those changes do make a difference. I was talking to one of my friends who is a vegetarian, and she said, you know, people who don't eat meat are very committed to this and they believe in this. But honestly, what we need is everybody in the world eating a little bit less meat, not a few people going vegan.
Totally. Absolutely. I mean, an analogy here is that just doing 10 minutes of yoga a day is actually far more beneficial for your body than doing 90 minutes once a week.
You know? Exactly.
So if we all just did a little bit more to lower our carbon footprint, then the collective benefits could be exponential.
Okay. Which are badly needed, because our next story is Airbnb Open Homes connects wildfire evacuees with a free place to stay. So this is a great story from Airbnb, which they've actually been doing this program in other emergencies also, which I didn't know about. But Airbnb Open Homes basically allows people with properties in the vicinity of a natural disaster to open up their home for free to allow people that are fleeing the natural disaster to stay there. So if you are evacuating from the wildfires in Northern California, I think they are all full right now, but you can go in and all you have to do is submit a proof of residence in an evacuation zone, and you're eligible for free accommodations from Airbnb.
And I just want to call out there, so Airbnb, the company, is organizing this, but if you think about it, it's an opportunity for those homeowners, the individuals who own those homes, to give back to their communities. And I think it's a really nice building community story as well as a good company story. Mm-hmm. So that's a great one. Let's just quickly go through the rest of the headlines. You can now get plant-based burgers shipped to your home, and that's both Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. They're having direct-to-consumer opportunities now. There's an article on 7 simple and affordable ways that you can practice self-care. This is a smart list of simple and cheap things that each of us can do if we're feeling a little stressed. Scientists are using a popular supplement, spirulina, to help purify water. That was one that Amelia referred to earlier. Check out the world's biggest rooftop greenhouse in Montreal. And that's it for today's Top Solutions, Amelia. It's another great day on the Optimist Daily and on the Optimist Daily Update.
If you're looking for solutions, head into your weekend by reading all of our solutions on theoptimistdaily.com. Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. Just for $5 a month, you can help support reader-funded independent journalism, be a part of the solution-changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset, like painting one blade black. Anyway, let's keep the Optimist Daily free for all who need it, supported by those who can. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will be back on Monday. Summers will be back on Monday, and I'll be here too. And Amelia will be behind the scenes again. Have a great weekend.
Bye.